From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
It's Thursday, June 25th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What data does the public really care about? What's the change in work from home? And are you ready for a Franken framework? This is the business of tech. Okta polled 12,000 people globally to see how they thought about privacy and how they understood the state of things. 42% of Americans said they didn't think their shopping data was being collected, and 49% didn't think their social media posts were being tracked. 76% had at least one type of data they'd never give up or sell. 55% of Americans believed their offline conversations were being tracked. COVID-19 seems to be changing perceptions. 26% of the survey's respondents said coronavirus and contact tracing have made them more aware of data tracking, both good and bad, and many said they're more comfortable with the idea of being tracked for the purpose of fighting a pandemic. But that has a point. 71% said they weren't comfortable with being tracked for social distancing purposes. Why do we care? There's a clear pattern. Location, biometrics, and personal data is where the concern is, much more so than things bought, watched, listened, or looked at. Those commercial items are fairer game. I'll continue to make my argument that there is significant opportunity in helping customers be good stewards of their own customers' data. Are you taking in the right data and only the right data? Are customers having their data protected well, and are the policies open, transparent, and ethical? Because these are tough questions, it makes them also valuable and also profitable. Let's dig into some work-from-home trends. The New York Times is reporting that CEOs of companies including Chegg, Cisco, and Microsoft have actually observed a productivity bump during this time. It may be coming at a cost, however. According to a TwinGate survey of 1,000-plus work-from-home employees, remote work can erode any semblance of work-life balance. 45% of respondents said they attended more meetings during the pandemic than in the before times. Only 21% reported attending fewer. And 40% reported Zoom fatigue. There are signs these may be changing, however. 48% of respondents reported adopting a slower pace during the quarantine, and 51% allowed themselves to broaden their definitions of productivity to include learning new skills. Why do we care? Making every moment about work does lead to anxiety and burnout, and working parents face an even tougher situation. This is a marathon, not a sprint. I think there is competitive advantage in working with your employees to solve these problems, and an opportunity to be moving beyond just the technology of working from home, but the business impact and how to help customers address this too. The value also goes up the longer this next normal lasts, and my magic eight ball says, for a while, and a lot longer than people seem to think. ConnectWise announced the MSP Plus Cybersecurity Framework and the IT Nation Secure security offerings to help MSPs. The framework consists of guidance from NIST, CIS 20, UK Cyber Essentials, and Australia's Essential 8. Why do we care? Let's try that again. ConnectWise announced yet another boring derivative cybersecurity framework. We don't need another framework. Just apply the one we have. Seriously, why would you use a framework that is a compilation of other frameworks when you can just use the source framework based on that extensive expertise? Is ConnectWise better than NIST, the UK Cyber Office? And why wouldn't I use the one for my region rather than some Franken framework pulled of their favorite bits? I'll pass, thank you, and I'll recommend others do the same. Go to the source, or get help and find someone implementing the source framework specifically. Today's episode is brought to you by PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing program for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.